This is Coast Coffee Talk. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. A 117-year-old French nun who survived COVID-19 recently celebrated her birthday with a gourmet meal with foie gras, capon with mushrooms, and baked Alaska for dessert. Also some port, some champagne, and red wine. Sister Andre credits her health and longevity not only to her faith, but also to drinking red wine. Speaking of drinking red wine, the results are in, and it seems that dry January was a bust. Survey found that the average American attempting the booze-free month lasted just 10 days before caving. 70% of the respondents said they had taken on the dry January challenge, but 55% said they weren't successful. 4% said they gave up on January 1st. 8% failed by January 3rd. This summer, Coca-Cola has plans to roll out a test sustainable paper bottle in Hungary in the hopes of replacing their plastic bottles as a better-for-the-environment alternative. It's likely it will be a while before the paper bottles make their way into the global marketplace. And Valentine's Day is among the top four breakups. And according to the cheating site, AshleyMadison.com, I had no idea there was such a site. It's also the busiest time for affairs. The site says post-Valentine's Day is when a lot of couples realize the spark is gone and some decide to step out. That is Coffee Talk. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.